Director Dan Paris says the idea for the film began after he took a trip with his church group to Africa in 2005. While he was there, Paris visited Africa's second largest slum. He says he saw people there living on a dollar a day. Paris went to their homes, he ate with them, and laughed with them. He says he struggled, though, when he returned to America, realizing he was drinking $4 coffees while people in Africa were living on a dollar a day. Paris says he didn't want to lose his passion to make a difference in the world, and so he decided to make a documentary.
I'd always wanted to make movies ever since I was a teenager, and I was like, I need to make some movie that addresses that question of, like, how do we keep on caring? How do we, what should we do? And it was really big picture. It was a whole bunch of different things before it came what it is now, the Give a Damn Project. And so it kind of evolved in a lot of different ways, but that was kind of initially what started it.
Paris says he asked friends to go with him on his journey, but most questioned his idea. In the end, his friend Rob, an atheist, and his friend David, a devout Christian, accompanied him to Africa. Paris says as they traveled, they interviewed people along the way. He says they talked to representatives from the Global Fund, the United Nations, and others to inform themselves.
We called the movie Give a Damn because it was about us trying to get Rob to give a damn. And to do that, we would try to live in extreme poverty ourselves. We try to live on $1.25 a day. And at first, we were just going to fly over to Africa. And then we realized, because we weren't raising any money and there was the economy was crashing here in America, we're like, well, we should try doing it here too. So on July 6, 2009, we left St. Louis, Missouri, and started hitchhiking across America. And we lived on $1.25 a day each. So we stayed in abandoned buildings, homeless shelters, cornfields.
From America, the group flew to London and then made their way to Greece, where they subsequently flew to Africa. Paris says the flight costs were not included in the $1.25 a day. He says through the filmmaking process, he learned that fundraising is difficult and that it's hard to get along with people you're starving with. For him, the easiest part was actually shooting the film, which he hopes leaves people with a positive message.
We really want to give people kind of a big picture idea of what to do to fight extreme poverty and injustice. And kind of our message is, ask yourself two questions. What breaks your heart? And then what makes you come alive? And then put those two things together. And so, for example, like, what breaks my heart is young people without a purpose. And what I love doing, what makes me come alive, is making films. So for me, this film, Give a Damn, was putting those two things together.
Paris says the experience was life-changing for him as well as for Rob and David.
Rob says that, you know, it's the most meaningful thing he's ever done. And just hearing him say that, you know, sometimes he's really skeptical and really kind of rough around the edges, you know, but he's a great friend and a great guy. And that really goes a long way for me and really makes me think, man, this is awesome. And David even more so, because David, because of this project, has started his own nonprofit called Win the Saints that is actually rescuing girls from sex trafficking in Malawi.
Give a Damn will run at 2 p.m. Saturday, March 10th. Director Dan Paris will be in attendance. Ticket information is available at omahafilmfestival.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.